Normally, there'd be a lot more attention focused on a crowded primary race for an open U.S. Senate seat, but Marquette University's Charles Franklin says that in this case, the Senate candidates have been totally overshadowed by the recall.
All of them have failed to have the prominence that they would normally have in a Senate campaign.
And they have less time to do that this year, with the fall primary moving to August 14th instead of the usual September date. In Franklin's last Marquette poll, which accurately gauged Governor Walker's margin of victory in the recall, respondents were also asked their opinions of the Senate candidates. 84% knew enough about former Governor Tommy Thompson to hold an opinion. Nobody else was above 50, with 49% for former Congressman Mark Newman, 45% for Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, and 28% for hedge fund manager Eric Hovde. Franklin says it shows the challenges those candidates face.
I think the broad question is, what direction is the current contemporary Republican Party in the state taking, and where does Tommy Thompson fit in with that?
53% of those polled knew enough to have an opinion about Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. She'll have about 3 months to campaign against whomever emerges from the primary before the November election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.